Here we are, back in Rookery End for the first time in 2010, and what a lovely trip it was. 3-0 to Watford. Goals, 5 minutes for half-time, with a header from Cleverly. 10 minutes after, second half, from Mr. Helgeson, and then about 5-10 minutes later, a fantastic free kick from Carey, that team that get into the back of the net, dribbled its way past their defence. How do you think that?
Well, it was a dodgy start. They looked a bit nervous in the beginning. It weren't getting much. A lucky goal, let's say. Let's be honest. I think Morgan ducked under the ball, let Cleverly in. But once we got the goal, we looked very confident and looked the better team by quite a long way.
Yeah, first 20 minutes were very scrappy from everyone. Watford say sort themselves out, and Sheffield United certainly didn't. But like I say, all three goals really were defensive errors from Sheffield United. But Watford, you know, Cleverly and Helgeson definitely worked that mistake, rightly so, and kind of got the deserved goals from it.
That's it. I think, yeah, we certainly created a lot of chances in that second half and certainly deserved the other two goals, even if they came with a bit of help from their defence.
Absolutely. I love the fact that my man of the match, I'm going with Lloyd Doyley. A, because he came close again to scoring. Found himself right on the 6-yard box with only the keeper to beat, but alas, it didn't bounce right. But I think generally him and the defenders seem to be kind of breaking players down a lot quicker. Yeah. They weren't really letting them settle us at all, which sometimes has been a bit of a fault this season.
A lot more solid. And also, I think a mention for Ross Jenkins, well, in the midfield, his first game back at home for a long time, and he looked really good in there with Mr. Eustace and Lansbury sitting just behind Helgeson.
And what do you think of the new man making his debut?
Solid, big chap, played very well. A tough start for him up against Mr. Henderson there, but coped very well with him.
Big Martin Taylor. I thought you actually got a little glance on the Carey free kick.
It looked like he might have done, but I think he was honest enough to say that it was Carey's goal. If he was a striker, he'd have probably claimed it.
So 3-0 here, Brookhead Road. More from us soon. Come on, you horns.